Some folks think that even if prosecutors prove Donald Trump committed huge crimes, we should never see a U.S. president in an orange jumpsuit. If Trump cheated banks and governments, they can sue him, a civil case. I say, treat him as you'd treat John Doe on the same facts. Don't indict Trump vengefully or because of his politics. If he's a danger to our republic, we should fight that danger in appropriate ways. Twisting our legal system to jail Trump won't protect our system, but weaken it. Trump should not have tried to use the Justice Department to attack political enemies. Neither should we. Trump allegedly committed massive fraud and violations of tax laws. There's evidence he used various schemes to compensate employees under the table to avoid taxes. Allegedly, assets were significantly undervalued to the tax person or greatly inflated to lenders. If convicted, Trump should be treated as others who've committed similar crimes involving similar amounts. No excessive punishment, but no slap on the wrist where we'd jail somebody else. It's a key tenet of our democracy that no one is above the law. No one. Our founders would have loathed the thought of immunizing high officials against criminal prosecution. Yes, in practice, powerful people abuse their power and escape punishment for misconduct, or their crimes are ignored by lesser officials to curry favor. Some say the whole system is corrupt, and all presidents have probably committed crimes. Richard Nixon seems to have committed crimes, including obstruction of justice and aiding and abetting burglary, but Gerald Ford pardoned him. Bill Clinton committed perjury, but in criminal law, the exculpatory lie, just wrongfully saying, "I didn't do it," is rarely prosecuted. Warren Harding appointed a cabinet full of poker pals and other cronies, some flagrantly dishonest, and some went to jail. But Harding, who apparently wasn't personally involved in crimes, was pardoned by death. I think LBJ and Nixon committed war crimes in Southeast Asia. Bush, too, winked at illegal torture, and Obama's pursuit of terrorists probably violated international law. But where the alleged crime is committed in the public's interest, we may have to grant some leeway, although just how much should be a damn tough question. We don't give a get-out-of-jail-free card to a criminal who gets himself elected president. If we did, how would a judge sentence a shoplifter from Walmart when the president skates after stealing millions? Too many public officials already get away with too much misconduct. Orange hair wearing orange might be good for our country, but that's a thought I'd put aside if I were a juror. Trump deserves the same treatment you or I would get for the same conduct.